name is Kathy Crystal Pricks, and today I will be talking about the earthquakes and epidemics in Malaga in the 18th century. Let's start with the earthquakes. Since Malaga is near a subduction zone, in a 100 years there must have been hundreds of small earthquakes. Of course, in their time period they had no devices to detect all of them, so now we only know the earthquakes that were big enough for people to actually notice and document them. The biggest and most notable earthquake in that century in Malaga was in 1755, and it is also sometimes referred to as the Great Earthquake of Lisbon. The epicenter of this earthquake was actually in Cape San Vicente, but the earthquake shook the entire peninsula and even more, of course including Malaga. This massive earthquake had various aftershocks that lasted up until a few months after the main shock. Months! Not seconds, not minutes, not hours, months! There were also other earthquakes in Malaga, smaller ones, like in 1722, 1767, and 1719. Now with the epidemics. Since we're in the 1700s and hygiene was poor at best, and illnesses spread faster than wildfire or gossip, the main outbreaks were 1719. Dysentery was brought into the city by the soldiers. Dysentery is an illness that manifests in bloody diarrhea, headaches, dehydration, and abdominal pain. Honestly, sitting in the toilet sounds like a horrible way to go, so I'm really happy that I wasn't born in the 18th century. Then, in 1738, a really big typhus outbreak. Typhus was an infection with a very big mortality rate. Symptoms include rashes, fever, and headaches. And then possibly death. And then, in 1741, yellow fever. It's called yellow fever because if the initial infection is over and the person with a 15% possibility goes into stage 2, that will include liver failure, which will also make the skin yellowish, and you will vomit blood. Nice. Last but not least, typhus. Again. About 1,500 people died. Yeah. Nice. Why did I say nice so much? Of course, there were also other illnesses like the plague and other typical illnesses from that time period, but there were no big outbreaks in the city. Thank you so much for listening, and please check out the other episode of the Radio Voz Alta on our school website, huertaalta.es. Bye!